right. Well, thank you very much, Tim. I appreciate that. At this time, I'd like to convene the public comment session. The procedures of the board allow for a public comment session during each and every board meeting. Each speaker is allotted 5 minutes to address the board. There are no substitution speakers allowed. Before the speakers begin, I should mention that the tradition of the board has been to listen clearly to what the speakers have to say and to ask questions only as necessary. I'm sure the speaker is happy to avail themselves outside of the board meeting for questions and answers from any of you as appropriate. We appreciate the fact that we have a full guest speaker list today, and we look forward to hearing from all of them. I'm generally available after the board meeting for any of the speakers if they can't cram into the 5 minutes allotted all of the thoughts that they have, so I'd be happy to meet with any of you. So the first speaker is Professor Anner Westerstahl-Stenport. Yes, please.
I have asked to speak to you about matters of institutional advancement and faculty involvement in fundraising and development. I'm a tenured faculty member in the field of Scandinavian Studies, an LAS Conrad Humanities Professorial Scholar, a member of the Academic Senate here at Urbana, and the director of the European Union Center, an interdisciplinary unit representing faculty and student interests from engineering to applied arts. For almost a decade, I have been wholeheartedly dedicated to providing stellar teaching, scholarship, and academic leadership to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. 3 weeks ago, I filmed a segment for the University of Illinois Foundation. In the video, I told my story about the positive impact of private giving on my scholarship and teaching. Such funding has a multiplier effect. It benefits the students I teach and advise, and it allows me to bring my research out into the world as a public intellectual. I currently work with advancement staff to garner grants and donations for the many disciplines I represent. Building on past fundraising successes, I had planned to reach out to new potential high contribution donors and private foundations this month. I am now quite reluctant to do so. I am unwilling to be the face of an institution whose board of trustees is seen by global media as failing to represent legally protected First Amendment rights of free speech, established practices of academic freedom, and the faculty governance structures in place at Illinois. Interference in the Salida appointment has made it untenable for me to act in good faith as a public figure for the U of I. I am strongly opposed to the non-instatement of Dr. Salida, and so are the 300 tenured and tenure stream faculty who have publicly stated so. Interference in the Salida appointment has inflamed tensions between departments in ways that impede our work and collegiality. It has pitted faculty against faculty and students against students. Furthermore, the rescission of a hire after approval by American Indian Studies, LAS, and the Office of the Provost has been interpreted as reason for the local community and even some faculty members to discredit the contributions of ethnic studies and of the humanities writ large. The humanities necessarily take positions that challenge and concern deeply held values. They are controversial. In that way, humanities disciplines are critical contributors to the liberal arts education that is the cornerstone of the UI. The humanities are the repository of the core principles on which a civil and egalitarian society relies. Every UI alum has experienced and learned about these core principles of the humanities while studying here. Donors support the humanities because they believe in these core principles. This kind of education is what private sector employers are seeking in new hires. Interference in the Salida appointment process is wrecking the humanities and, by extension, the institution as a whole right now. Some departments are considering canceling their own approved faculty searches because they don't feel that anyone will want to come here to a campus where they perceive the Board of Trustees does not respect faculty governance and intellectual freedom. As long as the international boycott is in effect, there will be pressure on them, and good reasons, arguably, for them not to accept positions here. This will have catastrophic long-term effects on our ability to recruit and retain the very best faculty. This perilous trajectory has multiple consequences. Not only do our students have a right to be taught by professors who are leaders in their fields, without these faculty, external grants will plummet. Rankings will be impacted. Donors' willingness to contribute to the humanities and other fields could be eviscerated. By interfering in university governance, the heart and soul of this great university risks being destroyed. I am calling upon you to recognize this deplorable situation in which we have now been placed. I ask you to reconsider and reverse this damaging course. This will allow my colleagues and I to help the institution and UI students put this behind them as much as they can, and for the university to again regain its full potential. Thank you.
Thank you very much.